We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Siman Kuf Hei. Dvarim Hasur Mishum Tircha. What may one not do Chol HaMoed because of Tircha it considers exertion. Sefalf Osel Asiya Ulisa Mataltalov. One may not move objects Ukli Beis B'Chol HaMoed. Think household items on Chol HaMoed. Medira Shebechotzu from an apartment, from a home in one, and this chatzar in one courtyard, ladir shebchatzar acheres, to a home in a different courtyard. Afila medira kura ladir nar. Even if you're moving from not a nice apartment to a nice home, am abayis the bayis bechatzar achas. If it's in one courtyard, then it's mutter. Certainly, bizman hazeh, where most people have many household items, and therefore moving from one apartment to another apartment is a very big project. Even in a situation where somebody is living in an apartment which he rents, and now Baruch Hashem he's able to move to an apartment, a home that he will own, still the halacha is that he should wait, says the Divrei Tzina Rav, under all circumstances until after Chol HaMoed. If there's a question, if they're very pertinent issues, then he should ask a Rav. And also, if the two courtyards are right next to each other, and there's a door in between, you could take out objects if that's all that it takes to move. But when there's a serious situation where somebody won't move, there could be a serious financial loss. I fear me ill ear from one city to another city, or from an apartment home that you don't own to an apartment that you will own. Now there's a new consideration, and that's the consideration of Simchas Yontif. There's a special enjoyment in living in an apartment that you own. If one has to bring in his fruit, or shar schera, or different things that he owns. He's concerned that if he'll leave them where they are, they may get stolen or get ruined. Whatever one could do privately, yasa, that's what he should do. But if that's not possible, then you could do it even publicly. Similarly, if somebody owns a store and he's not opening his store on Chol HaMoed, but he wants to go into his store to arrange things in Chol HaMoed, that too, says Rav Ozner Zatzal, should not be done in Chol HaMoed. Simon Kinvav, Dim Mekach Mekach B'Chol HaMoed, doing business Chol HaMoed. Sefal Kos Chor Asura, one may not do business. Bein Link, Nice Bein Limka, to buy or to sell. Just if there's a wonderful opportunity where one can make a lot of profit, then he may do business, but again, it only can be done privately. And if Baruch Hashem, he will be successful with that transaction, so he should spend more than it was his intent to do so previously. Why is business usur on Chol HaMoed? One is because of tircha. It involves exertion, which we shouldn't be doing in Chol HaMoed. Number two, if he will do so, it'll take away from Simchas Yontif, he'll be busy with the business. Second, another reason is, although this person thinks and that he has a wonderful business opportunity, and that's why he wants to do in a Chol HaMoed, sometimes the business opportunities don't work out. And then we're concerned that it's going to have tsar on Chol HaMoed. Another reason is we're concerned that he may come to write. And in general, it's a zilzal in Yontif. It's not what Yontif is all about. Yontif is not all about just spending it doing business. And this includes even trading on the stock market. Everything, all of that should not be done in Chol HaMoed. When we just learned that if there's a real a profit opportunity that maybe it's mutter. So how do we look at what is considered revach merubah? What is considered a great business opportunity? So Mr. Brewer explains that we look at what is normally considered a fair profit margin, and if here it's going to be a greater than what's considered what normal, that's considered revach merubah. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says it really depends on the person. Some people are in businesses where they don't typically make significant profit. And if now an opportunity comes up where he can make significant profit, that's called revach merubah. But then some people are always, Baruch Hashem, in a situation where their business brings them revach merubah, significant profit. So here it has to be more than that. Certainly, if he could make this profit by waiting after Yontif, and even if it means that it won't maybe be as much as it would be if you waited, did it on Chol HaMoed, once you wait for after Chol HaMoed. And again, the Paiskim say that even though somebody thinks that there's a wonderful opportunity, particularly given all the reasons we gave, but maybe you shouldn't be so quick to assume and do it on Chol HaMoed, it should be you should try to avoid doing that business if at all possible on Chol HaMoed. Sif Beis, im yesh lo schoira, if somebody owns merchandise, sheish lochish, where there's a concern, shlomi karena ato, if you won't sell it today, yafsam in a karen, then you're going to lose, not only are you going to lose money, but you're going to lose even from the principal, then mutal mechra, that may be sold in Chol HaMoed, because that mishum davar davar ovid, that's in the category of a davar ovid. Avam ein lochish yafshid, if that is not the concern, el shlo yaviach ach kach, it's just that you won't make that much after if you would have waited, done it on Chol HaMoed, Osla Machra. Then you can't do that deal on Chol HaMoed. Kimenias Ravach, just holding back from making a larger amount of profit, Loi Mikri Hefzid, that's not called a loss that you should be allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. However, if one has a question, there's a situation he's concerned that if he doesn't sell this on Chol HaMoed, it may represent a loss. Then the halacha is that you're allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed. Moreover, if today you'll do this deal, you'll be able to get paid in cash. And if you wait for after Chol HaMoed, it'll only be given to you on credit. That's considered something you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Another example is if somebody has an apartment, and for every day that he rents out the apartment, he's getting paid for that day. And if he waits till after Yontif, all of those days that he could have gotten paid for the rental of that home, he won't get. That could be done on Chol HaMoed. Certainly, if somebody is going to take a loss by waiting for Chol HaMoed, then he could, waiting for after Yontif, he could do the deal on Chol HaMoed. And if somebody has obligations, debts, that they're due to be paid on Chol HaMoed, and the only way he could afford to pay off those debts is if he does this business transaction Chol HaMoed, there's room for leniency to do it on Chol HaMoed. Sif Gimel, Emchal Yurid, if there's a business, if there's a market day, Shiyama Shukabala Prakim, a market, a day that comes only for once in a while, even if every week there's one specific day where all business was done, but now it's a season where there are many customers, then one could sell at that fair. Since this is not something that happens on a regular basis, here, even though he's losing, all it means that he's not going to make profit, this is considered, Kamai Hefzid, even that's considered that it's considered a loss. And that's why the Paiskim are also more lenient if there's a sale that one can get whatever he needs at a particularly good price. And if he's going to wait for after Chol HaMoed, then he's not going to be able to get that price for something that he needs, then the halacha is that that may not be done on Chol Hamoed. However, if somebody opens up his business on Chol Hamoed, his store on Chol Hamoed, because he knows that many people are now working on Chol Hamoed, and therefore they'll have time to come to his store, that may not be done. Another consideration that the Pais can bring up is if somebody has a business, and if he won't be open on Chol Hamoed, there's a real concern that his steady customers may go elsewhere. Maybe that business could be open. Maybe that business could be opened on Chol Hamoed. But if there's a regular scheduled every week, there's such a day. Aser. If there's a special time where business people have come, shipments have come, that you could buy things, you could buy cheap or sell at a great profit, which is not common. This just happened to be that time. You could take advantage on that day. Similarly, if somebody is in a certain place of Chol Hamoed and he sees something in that place and it's something that he really could use, and where he's coming from, that is not available, again, there may be a heter to buy that object on Chol Hamoed. Sif Dalav, somebody who has to buy wine during the time, during the wine crush, which is typically Sukkot's time. And by buying that wine, you'll have wine for the whole year. And if you're going to wait for after Chol Hamoed, the price of wine is going to go up. That too may be born in Chol Hamoed. If someone just wants to buy to do business, also look nice, just to trade, that may not be done. Sif Hey, Dvarman Etzroch Lamoid, something that which is needed for Yontif or for Chol Hamoed, can go and pay his fruit, tavlin, spices, Machin Kedaka may be sold, a feel of Feresia. But still, the Shmir Shabbos Kelchosoi says that anything that can be bought before Chol Hamoed, even food items, but they're food items that can be bought before Chol Hamoed, and it won't be a problem, one should buy them before Chol Hamoed. Only and certainly things that are not obvious that are going to be used on Chol Hamoed or Yontif, one should avoid buying them on Chol Hamoed or Yontif, if at all possible. And once such a store can be open on Chol Hamoed, a food store, then the halacha is mutarim afilo of the kachavim, even nachrim who are coming to purchase food items in the store, you're allowed to sell to collect debts. Nagim lahakla filmi Yisrael. The minig is the custom is to be lenient, even to buy them, to collect it from Yisrael. Mishum the chayshul a davar avid. It's considered a davar avid. However, if it's a situation where you know you could collect the debt, for example, you have a mashkin, you have security from where to collect if they don't give you back the money, then the prima godim is more strict about collecting that than a Chol Hamoed. I have other paiskim del Yeraba are as more lenient. The halacha also is that if somebody is paying interest on a loan, and here if he's able to pay back that loan on Chol Hamoed and avoid the interest payment, then that payment can be made on Chol Hamoed. Similarly, if one is paying for utilities and there's a concern that if you won't pay that check on Chol Hamoed, they'll shut off his utility, then he could pay that on Chol Hamoed. Siv Zayin, Lahavas Beribis Laivir Kacham Arugl Etzlai Mutar. It was very common that Jews would lend money on interest to Nachrim on that. If there's a Nachri who always borrows money from you, you may do so on interest, you may do so on Chol Hamoed. They have a Dover Ovid. It's considered a davar avid shlo yagels atzma etzalacher. We need to be concerned that if you're not going to be available to lend him the money, he's going to go elsewhere, and you're going to lose that very good customer. And also the pais can say that if it's not considered really mekach memker, there's no real negotiation involved when you're doing this. And the same halacha applies if one lends money to Jews with heter iska on a regular basis, and maybe mutar chalamayid. But if you're lending money to a nachri who's not your steady customer, the interest payment that you're getting for 1 week, all of those proceeds should be spent for simchas yontif, for yontif needs. And to sell merchandise to somebody who's not a steady customer, usur. And say, well, I'll take some of that profit and I'll use it for Simchas Yontif, is not a heter. But again, if you were speaking about somebody who's a steady customer and there's a concern that you're going to lose this customer, there's more leniency. We need to be concerned you should not lose that customer. Money changing, all of that is usur, and that includes all type of banking transaction, and not only banking transactions which requires going into the bank, but even banking transactions which can and are done from home should not be done on Chalamoid. Specifically, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, if it could have been done before Yontif. And even if not, they always need to be concerned that if you're going to do these transactions, what it may cause is that you're going to write in Chalamoid, and as we're learning, writing is prohibited on Chalamoid.